17. On this date in history, 1879, Thomas Edison first publicly demonstrated his electric incandescent light by illuminating 40 bulbs at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. On this date in 1904, New York's Times Square saw its first New Year's Eve celebration. And on this date in 1946, President Truman officially proclaimed the end of hostilities in World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Redding Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. Hold on a second. I got to switch my glasses out here so I can actually see what's going on.
Doesn't matter. This is radio.
I was just thinking the same thing, Bob, but what do I know?
Yeah, but I actually have to be able to see because I have to read.
What do you think? None of the rest of us can do that.
He's the literate one among us, yes.
You know, you think I do this all from memory?
No, I mean, you're the only one who can read.
Yeah.
That says a lot for Sovereign Minds.
Yeah, the rest of us can't do that.
Oh, jeez. I'm not going to go there.
Sovereign Mind is a terrible thing to wait.
That's exactly right. My name is Mark Kitt, and I am your host, and I am here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting. Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And Red Smith, who's now on an unfunded seventh circle of non-existent recovery with the mainstream media prostitutes, politicians, and self-serving banksters who have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call old glory.
Okay.
And today is New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year! Yeah.
All right. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 605-4567. Sounds like they're already starting.
We threw them some red meat last hour.
There we go. Yeah, and we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep feeding the monster. That's it. Feed the beast. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see, what else have we got? Or you can go to SOJ51.net and become a 51ster. And the state of Jefferson will not be meeting this Monday, and neither will the Reading Patriots.
The following Monday, the 8th, I believe, January 8th, we'll resume the meetings.
Yes, where they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following that damn Constitution, especially you, Jerry Brown Pants.
Never going to happen. Jerry ain't going to do it.
Jerry is a fairy, I'm sorry to say, in more than one way.
You mean he's dusted up and filled with fairy tales?
He's pretty much a liar, you know, cut from the same cloth as the last administration that doesn't seem to acknowledge truth or anything having to do with honesty and, you know, for we the people. It's them, the politicians. And
I think Jerry's a little bit more dangerous than that. I think he actually believes his own press. I think he believes his own nonsense.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And, you know, when you got a head that looks like his, he reminds me of Krang on the Ninja Turtles. Not that I have been watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lately, except with the kids sometimes. But, the guy reminds me of Krang. I mean, it's like, I am Krang, you know. I mean, woohoo, you know, and his little brain in a glass, you know, bubble, you know, trying to take over the world, you know. It's like, good grief, you know. And he's like, not even that smart, quite frankly. But crazy stuff, you know. We got a new year coming. It's been quite a year already.
There's a lot going on globally, nationally, in the state.
Spiritually, I mean, take your pick. I mean, we are definitely in a war at this point with the powers that be. And the powers that be include most of our politicians, pretty much most of the media, if not all of it, except for a few, you know, outlying, you know, hinterland radio programs like ours and a few others.
A couple of internet media sources and stuff that are trying very hard to remove some of the tarnish from the press.
Yeah. I mean, then there's so much that's happening that doesn't get reported. Excuse me. And I sent, I got a little tickle in my throat here. I sent you a clip, Bob, of Don Lemon's show. And, you know, and it's kind of a very good microcosm of what the problem is. And he has a show on CNN. I mean, not that anybody ever watches CNN, but this kind of illustrates what's happening, you know, in our media. And so, if you can key that one up, Bob, it's titled No, Don Lemon Shuts Down Trump Lackey Ben Ferguson.
Before we get to that, do we want to go ahead and take our caller? We do have a caller on the line.
Oh, we do have a caller on the
line. Yeah, we have Gary Hollihan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you all. And a little bit of carryover from last hour, and I'll concentrate on one thing. Gary mentioned asking people, are you okay with this, that, and something else? And as an English teacher, I say, that is passive. People are okay. In other words, you want this. And I will concentrate on one thing, the automobile five-area taxation, or five areas of taxation on your automobile. It's the 15 or 20 cents increase that started last November. Then the carbon tax, which is supposed to start this month, and the same carbon tax is supposed to increase again in July, I understand. Now, am I right so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there is the mileage tax that's coming. It was successful in Oregon. It was supposed to be for just the electric cars, but California will tax everything regarding the automobile. And the one thing we could do something about, but will not, is the automobile registration. Now, I know it's difficult, and maybe I'm being naive, thinking that people would become involved. But why are we paying the registration? The politicians know that, yeah, Hollahan will probably call in, and a couple other people will probably do a call in, and that'll be it. People will grumble a little bit, and that's it. And people could, if they wanted to, but do not want to, have any skin in the game, so therefore they will pay the 50, the 100, the 150 added registration, grumble a little bit, and go on their way, and the politicians know this. Now, if I withhold my registration, I will hang high. If Mark withholds his, he will hang high. But if a lot of us do it, and I don't mean two or three, but I'm talking about 500, 1,000 people withhold their registration or just pay what was owed last year and not this new garbage, maybe something might happen. But I'm afraid I'm rather naive and I'm expecting too much because looking back at colonial history, only 3% of the population then were actually involved in the revolution. And I couldn't believe that when I first heard that. And after working 4 years with the state of Jefferson, I'm a believer. 3% maybe are doing it. So anyway, that's my rant. Your turn.
Well, you know something? I'm inclined to join Ted Nugent's party, the Middle Finger of Defiance party. You know something? I don't care anymore. You know something? I'm not paying them. Whatever it takes, you know, to not pay them at this point, you know, and, you know, if I have to become a financially significant hardship or whatever it is, I'm not paying them. And so, you know, these guys are so out of control down there, and people are so dumbed down and so complacent. Just keep watching TV and see what happens. Gee, it's not designed to make you do nothing but sit around and be mesmerized by a box on the table or a box on the TV stand. You just sit down and sit around and watch and get dumbed down and pretend there's nothing going on until you become poverty stricken. Anyway, because guess what they're going to do? They're just going to keep taking your money until there's nothing left to take. That's what socialism does. That's what a communist country does. And all you have to do is look at Venezuela right now, see what's going on there, and wake up or go back to sleep and wait till you're hunting for potatoes, you know, in your neighbor's yard to get something to eat for your kids.
Could we use our Monday night meeting as a catalyst to organize the protests and have people sign up? Whatever, of course, anybody can sign anything, that means nothing, to say, hell no, I will join you, I won't pay my registration when it's due. And I know because the registration, not everybody pays at the same time, so it's scattered and you're soloed, but you think we might be able to organize enough people to stand up and have some backbone? Because I don't see it happening. And, you know, I've been with the state of Jefferson for 4 years, and I'm running out of patience. And it's not the people of the state of Jefferson. It's just all the people. For right now, it takes money to move things. And for want of a cup of coffee, the state of Jefferson is lacking funds.
Well, you know, the thing is that you remember the movie Glory, where they were handing out the paychecks and they got you know, everybody else got $100 and they got $10, and then Denzel Washington stands up there and says, "Hey, I ain't taking no pay from no one, no nothing." We need to do the same thing with our taxes. I'm not paying them a cent. You know, tear it up, tear it up. And what I mean by that is that from now on, do whatever you can to circumvent California's non-rule of law. In other words, they are no longer following the Constitution. They are no longer operating for our benefit.
Either Constitution.
Neither state or federal Constitution. They are lawless. And if you comply with lawlessness, it's not you that's the criminal. It's them that's they're the criminals. And that's exactly what's going on here. So you either stand up on your two hind legs and you start doing something besides sitting there with your head stuffed in a box watching some program that means nothing, or get involved in.
But this
in
is the
freedom.
Same thing we've been talking about for how many years now?
Well, it's
if people just stand up on one issue, it doesn't matter whether it's the car registration, whatever it is, all of it, all of the above. If people just stand up,
protesting by, you know, throughout the year, drawing it out where people aren't sending in their registration in dribs and drabs, why not go after one of the heads of the beast and shut down a lot of it where a lot of it originates? Go right after the DMV. That's where motor voters coming out of. That's where registration's coming out of.
Maybe protest the DMV. Show up at the DMV. Block the DMV out.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if we stood up on one issue, whether it's DMV or whatever we've been talking about for years.
And show one Californian that is going to look at a group that shuts down the DMV and goes, oh, those guys are jerks because I love the DMV.
Yeah. Go stand in line down there at 8:30 in the morning and find out how many people love the DMV.
I think what you do is you wait for these bills to come out from the Department of Motor Vehicles that raise your registration rates by $200 or $100 or whatever it happens to be. And wait till they get the bill and they start staring at the bill a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start a protest. I think that's a good idea.
Can we use Monday night, the 8th, as a catalyst? It seems to be
the
start. And, Mark, aren't you speaking on another subject? Could we add this or say then the next Monday? We need to do something because I don't think we are doing anything but waiting.
I think that, what we're starting to do is we're starting to turn public sentiment. And that's, you can't win this game without public support. And you're starting to see more and more of it. Wherever I go, I see people, hey, you know, let's look at the side of my van. Hey, that State of Jefferson thing's starting to really get a hold of thing, take hold, isn't it? And they've gotten more done than ever before. And that's, you got to keep out there. You got to keep pounding the pavement. We keep pounding, the message, just like we've been doing in this radio station for 6 years. And that's how Trump won the election. Is the same exact thing, networking through the social medias to where people are starting to wake up. And the media is becoming more and more irrelevant as time goes by. And it takes time. It takes time.
And you look at the history of change on that level. Look at the reunification of Germany and the wall coming down, the collapse of the Soviet Union, Egypt and Libya during the Arab Spring. It is a long build-up to this procession with a very sudden jerk and stop.
That's exactly right. And though it might appear that there's nobody out there supporting us and nobody showing up to these things, while it might appear that we don't have that much support, I think this thing is starting to steamroll.
Well, there's no way for us to know how much support is out there, how many people are standing up. There's no way for us to collect that data.
Right.
Except to be out in the the real world, out, as you say, on the pavement, beating the pavement and stuff. There's no way because they keep it, so we can't track that.
But
they make it hard for us to come together.
I do agree with the sentiment that we need to be in these people's faces more.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be throwing even more sticks in the gears.
I agree.
I agree with that. I definitely do.
I think you got to do right now whatever you can to cause more pain in California by starving the beast, by not complying, by take your pick on what you want to do, and, getting behind the DMV, boycott the DMV, take your pick. But we've got to make it worse in California before it'll get better, because the only way a lot of these people will wake up is when it affects them absolutely directly, when it hurts their family. Then they'll start paying
attention.
When
they don't get any money.
That's why there is a waiting game. You have to wait sometimes to be able to act decisively.
Yeah, you got to do a little General Jackson on the Mississippi and wait till you see the whites of their eyes.
That's right.
And with that, Gary, I think we got somebody else that wants to chime in here.
Oh, thanks.
We lost them.
Thanks, Gary. It's kind of like Braveheart.
Yeah.
Hold.
Well, exactly.
You got to be careful before you don't want to run out onto a battle on a losing field. You have to make sure that you have your ducks in order and everybody's ready and for the right moment to basically, have a tsunami or a tidal wave of this stuff roll over the top of these government offices.
And who knows in 18 what's going to happen with Trump doing some of the things he's doing, what the snowball effect is going to be. I'm just saying, it may all of a sudden.
And I agree with that, too. There's a lot of change that's coming, but maybe we need to be changing our strategy and our tactics on some things because they haven't been affecting change. Instead of going to Sacramento and trying to assault the fortress, let them sit in their fortress while the rural lands do whatever they want to do. And if they really want to pick a fight about it, let them sally forth from the castle into the lands of the people and see how many of them make it home.
I think that is starting to happen.
The moat.
I think that it's on all accounts because if you look at what's happening in the state of Jefferson across the board, they're all starting to get involved. They're all starting to wake up. They're, you know, it's really about turning public sentiment, whether it's through the radio stations, whether it's through, you know, networking with people on the street. Take your pick. But once you get enough public support, then you'll know, you know, at that point when you got enough people going, hey, we're not going to comply. Tear it up. Tear it up.
I think people are starting to realize there is a lot of people out there. That's what I was saying, like with the data and stuff. People are realizing, hey, that guy's just like me. Or that guy doesn't want to pay his high DMV fees. Hey, you're just like me on this,
that's
you know.
You're
so let's get together. Yeah, and let's talk about what we might be able to do about this.
Very good.
And stand together with it. And with that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving a cowboy way. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step and back on themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
During this holiday season, Powerhouse Solar is proud to salute our troops. Hi, this is Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. This is a difficult season to be away from family and friends, and we at Powerhouse Solar appreciate all you do for our country. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar.
Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for days of auld lang syne. We twa here on aboot the braes and pu' the gowans fine, but we've wandered many weary fet since days of auld lang syne. And we twa hae paddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid hae o'er since days of old lang syne.
Yeah.
For old lang syne.
Yeah, you gotta play that at least once this time of year. Might even play it again with the bagpipes coming up. Yeah, for all you who don't know, that is from a poem by Robert Burns in 1788, actually. And if you don't know what it means, you know, I suggest you look it up and kind of walk yourself through it. It's pretty good. You know, it talks about, you know, buying a pint for yourself and I'll buy a pint for me and we'll drink a cup of kindness and think about old times.
And go to Times Square and listen to Mariah Carey.
If you can get past that Scottish brogue, you know, you can, it really is a good song and a good poem.
We do have a caller on the line. We have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I don't know if you guys listened to my comment. Terry encouraged me to call you and tell you I was reading the Canadian Free Press yesterday, an article by Katie Grimes about California. And one of the comments says, and I'll read it to you, the California Supreme Court has recently allowed local governments to go around Proposition 13 and raise taxes with only a 50% plus one vote, rather than the voter-approved two-thirds vote that Proposition 13 kicked in. Have you heard anything about that, Mark, or Red, or
no,
Linda?
No, I have not heard anything about that.
They have not done it yet, but they are definitely looking for a way to gut Proposition 13. They're trying to find a way to get away around it so that they can unilaterally raise taxes. What came out was ultimately they want to go to a 2% increase on your property taxes with a 1% increase scaling up every year for the next 10 years.
Well, they've been after commercial property just to get their foot in the door for quite a few years now. And it's just getting ridiculous the way they tax, and can't learn how to cut their spending. I don't know what the answer is. How are we going to get some national coverage on the state of Jefferson? I wonder if maybe we ought to just get a giant, maybe an Easter card for President Trump and send it around. Maybe he'd pay attention if we had, 50,000 signatures on it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's not a bad idea. You go to whitehouse.gov and do a petition there.
Maybe you find a way that they can no longer ignore you.
It just seems like this would be a subject that Trump would jump onto because he's fed up with the government, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, he just cut off the money to Pakistan and... No more free money to Pakistan. If you don't think that we're in a war right now against leftist tyranny, against communist, socialist idiots that are trying to take over this country, from whatever state, local, city, government all the way up to Washington D.C., then you're just not paying much attention and you're busy watching the Dancing from the Stars or whatever the hell is on the tube and. You got to get involved because the real deal is, at the end of the day, if we don't fix this, it's going to get even more ugly as we go along.
I thought it was just wonderful the way he cut off, what was it, $350 million from the UN?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be happy when he tells them they need to find someplace else to live.
Actually, we cut off, originally we were already going to scale the budget back $200 million just because of us downsizing our commitment to the UN. And now there's another $255 million coming on top of that $200 million cut due to the response of the anti-Jerusalem, anti-U.S. vote. Well, so it's going to be a total of $455 million cut.
I think Nikki Haley is a hero, and I think that she is the start of this. And I think that they're taking names and kicking butt, or kicking butt and taking names. Or what's the other one? Kicking names and taking butt. I'm not sure which it is. But yeah.
And Friday, we just cut off, we were just talking about, they just cut off funding to Pakistan, too.
Looking at it right here, Trump administration announced Friday it will not be sending any military aid totaling $255 million to Pakistan. That's what we got to do on the large scale. Tear it up.
I'm all for giving Nikki Haley all the credit you can, but, the ultimate credit goes to Trump.
Trump. You almost made a Freudian slip there, Nick.
Yeah, I know. I caught myself. Another thing I'd look for him to do is maybe start shutting down some of these military bases for some of these countries that don't support us. Can you imagine what an economic blow that would be?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're in almost every country around the world. We've got troops everywhere.
Well, and it looks like that we might even be starting a war with Iran here pretty soon, and you've got what's going on in Iran. The citizenry there is starting to revolt, and I guess we just got a report that they're starting to shoot them down in Iran, the protesters. So
I'm actually watching live video right now of protesters returning fire.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're living in a very interesting time, and it's a pity some people don't pay attention.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, that old Confucius curse is really hitting home these days, isn't it?
Well, you guys have a great day. Thank
all
you.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
We do have another caller on the line.
Okay.
You want to take him, or you get something first?
No. What I want to do is I want to say, here's a quote, and this is from Bruce Lee. Do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yep. And with that, we have Mr. Wilkinson on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. First, I'd like to wish everybody Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yay!
And I want to remind your listeners that my wife, Frances, we have a well-lighted home on Barrel Court. We won the second place in the lighted home contest put on by the Shasta Board of Realtors. And we're 1.5 miles west of I-5, off, right off of South Bonneville. And this is the 8th year that we've had a Salvation Army Red Kettle in front of our house. And even though the Red Kettle program ended on Christmas Eve, for the past 4 or 5 years, we have run the Red Kettle at our house 31 days of December, and tonight's the very last day. And the Salvation Army donations are down this year, and the Red Kettle participation has been down, and they really need your help. And as an extra note, this year is the first year that Salvation Army provided me with a smartphone and a card reader. We were taking credit card donations from people who don't have cash, which a lot of people don't carry cash anymore because we've become a cashless society. So anyway, please come out. The Light Squad, 11 o'clock tonight, and that's going to be it for the year. Of course, it's going to be the last day of the year also. But anyway, the Salvation Army needs your help. And if you feel a little generous, please come by and make a generous donation. We'll be out there. And if you don't have cash, remember, we have a card reader. I've yet to experience a credit card that did not work with this card reader. So anyway, that's it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thanks, Dick. We appreciate everything that you do with that. And if people don't have anything to do, go by and check out the lights and help with the donation.
Yeah, and even if you have something to do, go out and check out the lights.
There's that. but how far have we come? Now he's got a card reader.
Yeah. Well, I apologize, Dick. I should have been out there this year. I couldn't make it this year. I couldn't make it. There was just too much going on, you know.
Don't worry, Mark. You will be severely punished for that.
Oh, thanks, Dick.
Oh, good. He will be, but I won't. Hey, yay!
I had planned on coming by tonight anyway, quite frankly, to be honest with you, with the kids. We were going to do our annual drive around and see the Christmas lights. So.
You know, one thing else I like to mention, Doyle Whitaker and Robert Exter have been out every night. Last year they came out every night, and they're out every night this year and help me. They're the most loyal volunteers I could ever ask for. Anyway, come by and see us. We'll be out there tonight, and it's not going to be cold as it was last week. So it's going to be a good evening. So come by and help the Salvation Army.
All right, thanks, Dick.
Okay. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, what else have we got up here on the list of stuff to talk about? Well, we've got the corrupt. Go ahead and let's play that. Or should we take a break right now? Maybe we should take a quick break and before the top of the hour, and go ahead and play the bagpipes there, Bob, and then we'll come back and go over some of this Uma Abedin emails that have come out and
that disappeared.
Well, they found them.
Well, some of them they found, but not all of them.
Guess where they found them?
Yeah. And then we might come back with the Oscar Mayer Wiener song. So
if you want to call in and have something to discuss or talk about, give us a call 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. And here we go. Maybe?
There we go.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, January 19th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Message there. Eric Clapton, by the way, kind of an interesting deal. Wow, we got so much to talk about here. It's just hard to figure out where to go.
Was there that clip that yes. we wanted to go to?
Yes, I want to get this Don Lemon clip on. So go ahead and play the Don Lemon clip if you can, Bob. It should be all keyed up right there. And this is about CNN, Don Lemon show. Just kind of shows you what the whole CNN deal is about, which is not reporting the news, but screening out the stuff they don't want you to hear. Go ahead, Bob.
Our breaking news tonight, the Russia investigation, the president saying that he believes Robert Mueller will treat him fairly in the investigation. Back with me now, my political commentators, Tara Setmeyer, Bakari Sellers, and Ben Ferguson. Well, that was a chat.
It was indeed.
It's always interesting when Chris Ruddy comes on. But this interview in the New York Times, Bakari, I always find it interesting because many times supporters come on and they don't really have their facts straight, and you have to tell them, and then they accuse you of making things up when the facts are just the facts. What did you think of that?
Well, I mean, it is Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump in the purest sense, and Christopher Ruddy is one of those Donald Trump sycophants that comes on air and just says what Donald Trump wants him to say. I mean, the facts are this. How many people did Barack Obama have charged with a crime? Zero. How many people were indicted when Barack Obama was president of the United States? Zero. How many people pled guilty to a crime? Zero. The fact is, anybody can come on TV and tout the president and tout his ethics and tout his morals and everything else.
That pretty much tells you. Go ahead, keep going.
Four individuals, two of which have actually already pled guilty, one of which was his national security advisor. They have pled guilty to crimes, and the national security advisor has pled guilty to a crime while he was in the White House. And Paul Manafort, who's been indicted, was the chairman of the president's campaign. Those are facts. And if Christopher Ruddy wants to come on here and say this has nothing to do with the president, this has nothing to do with the president while he was running for office or while he's been in the White House, then he's a bald-faced liar. The fact is, we are still investigating a meeting that happened with the president's son, Donald Trump Jr. And people are asking, why did this meeting occur? It happened because of adoptions. That's BS, Don. We know why it happened. Yeah. It happened because they thought that they could get information from the Russians.
I got to get Ben in. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, look, and I want to say this because I think that this is, you know, what Bakari just said there, I think sums up the election a year ago perfectly. There are a lot of people that feel like that there was special treatment that was given to people that worked for Barack Obama and things that they did that they would have been indicted for if they were Republicans. For example, when you clearly have top secret information on a laptop that you have on a server in the basement of your house, and then you send those top secret classified documents to people that aren't even cleared to see them, and then you forward them to your husband, who, by the way, is in jail by the name of Anthony Weiner. If that was
Ben,
a Republican,
what does that have to do with what we're talking
they would
about?
Have been indicted. Let me
Ben, what are you talking about? The FBI already investigated that.
Time.
There have been a million hearings on it.
Time.
It's water under the bridge.
Let me finish,
but why? No. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's how they roll over there at CNN. Facts are facts, unless we determine that we don't want to hear the facts.
We don't really want to hear the truth. Shut up and go away.
I think it's very telling when he says no charges were filed under Barack Obama. No frickin' crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Duh. Yeah, you stupid moronic.
When you've got the Justice Department in your back pocket, it helps.
Yeah. I mean, gee, Hillary didn't break the law. Anthony, Weiner's wife, Uma Abedy, didn't break the law. Comey didn't break the law. But nobody gets charged. Nobody goes to jail. Maybe they will under this administration, I'm hopeful. The only ones who got charged are political.
It's water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge.
What does it matter at this point?
They're still finding stuff. They just found 100 more emails that came out on Friday. And I think it's five of them are marked classified on Anthony Weiner's server, who's in jail. But, we don't want to talk about that. What does that have to do with anything?
No.
That the only people that get charged are politically tied to Republicans or conservatives.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fake Russia dossier, that the only people that still claim are true are the people that are going to go to jail because they made it up.
Paid for by the Hillary campaign. I mean, really? Are you freaking kidding me? This is the kind of trial. If you're listening to CNN, you're a freaking moron. These guys will not tell you the truth. They slant everything. You know, they're not playing, they're playing one side of the fence against the other. And you got to be a moron to just look at the facts that they're presenting that half the time are only half facts.
If that.
And the FBI hasn't been shown to be corrupt at all, right? No, nothing there. Nothing to see here. I mean, let's see. There's so much on the FBI at this point that you can't, you know, expert. We got corrupt FBI leaker Comey lied to Congress. Yeah, you know, on the email, he said there was no emails.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what they did that was correct. I'm just saying. Yeah. Now, what did they do that was correct in their scope of things?
Well, when you say, I'm not sure I understand who you're talking about.
The FBI or any of those in the past.
Oh.
How do you, as the director of the FBI, grant amnesty to people from prosecution before you've even interviewed them or reviewed the evidence?
Well, and you give everybody prosecutorial immunity.
Yeah.
Everybody involved. Oh, there's nothing here.
There's no problem. That's what I'm saying. No problem.
You make sure Hillary doesn't go to jail by changing the words. Saying, I mean, come on. But it's only the Trump administration. The Obama administration never had any serious problems
during the
whole 8 years of making deals with Iran that didn't even get the paperwork signed while they sent them $153 billion.
There is no Iranian deal. There was never a deal.
That's right. It was never signed. And none of that money went to, North freaking Korea. Nothing to see here.
So once again, we lied about it?
Don Lemon is a frickin' moron hack on CNN who needs to be literally taken out and shaved and made to walk backwards with tar and feather.
Well, there you go. And with that, I think we got a caller on the line. We've got Art in Reading. Good morning, Art.
Yeah, hi. Let me see if I can calm everybody down a little bit here. I don't have any answers, but I do have a question. And it's not on the national scene that you're in right now, but it's on the state scene right here in this state of California. What I have to wonder is this. I'm a retired guy. I was a construction guy all my life. I retired and I moved up north because I could live here on a reduced income. And what I wonder is this. How many more of these endless tax raises from Jerry Brownshirt and the Democrats are they going to put on the backs of all Californians, not just here in the North State, that's generally pretty conservative, but I mean from Sacramento South to San Diego, how much more can they lay on retired people like myself on a fixed income or working class people who are busting their butts trying to get from Friday to Friday, before the electorate, which is largely Democratic in this state. I think it's overwhelming, 2 or 3 to 1. How much more before people say they've had enough, wake up to it, see it, and say there has to be a change? There's no help from the Republican Party. They may as well be non-existent.
They are non-existent.
You would think they would go on the air when these dunning huge increases in gas tax, vehicle registration, every other damn thing that Brown can cook up with the collusion of the Democrats. You think they would get on a television set someplace and bring it up, but they don't. So considering that they don't have the stones to do it, how much are all Californians going to take before they finally revolt and say, we got to put somebody else in there with a more conservative view? Is that ever going to happen? I'm beginning to think people just lay down and get rolled over.
Well, in all honesty, Art, I think there's a fairly legitimate question about if we haven't already revolted and done that, but the polls are rigged.
Well, I guess anything is possible. I'm an old guy. I've lived a long time. I've seen a lot of administrations come and go, Republican and Democratic in this state. But today, the state is overwhelmingly on the left side. And when you factor in 3 or 4 million illegal aliens who've been given driver's licenses and I assume can vote, they've got the votes. I mean, they can do what they damn well please. And Brown has made it pretty clear he's going to do everything that he wants to do, and there's never a discouraging word about it. What I wonder is, because taxes are such a pivotal issue for so many people, and especially guys like me and my wife, but working class people, how much can they put on their backs before they stand up and say, you know what, this just way out of... It's way out of norm.
Do you know what I think the answer to that question is, Art?
I don't know. I do not know.
I think the answer is when they start getting hungry. And I don't mean just hungry for knowledge or hungry for change. I mean hungry. Because right now, California's high property prices are forcing workers and seniors to live in their cars. We're seeing tent villages and Hoovervilles across the state. We're seeing guys under the bridge all over the place. When that starts affecting enough people, enough... then I think we'll start to see some change.
And we're at the top of the hour. If you want to stay tuned for the second half with Sovereign Minds, we'll be right back. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
On KCNR, Shasta Redding, here comes the news.
A deputy has been killed, four others wounded, and two civilians
also in a
shooting in suburban Denver today. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says via Twitter the shooting happened after deputies were called to the scene of a domestic disturbance in Highlands Ridge. It happened early this morning. A big chunk of the U.S. is shivering this New Year's Eve, and that will make tonight's celebrations a little dicey. They are going ahead at Times Square, of course, but a number of other events in the Northeast have been canceled. A number of foreign leaders are delivering New Year's messages today. This is United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
On New Year's Day, 2018, I'm not issuing an appeal. I'm issuing an alert, a red alert for our world. Conflicts have deepened and new dangers have emerged. Global anxieties about nuclear weapons are the highest since the Cold War.
Protests for a fourth day all across Iran. The state is striking back. They're blocking Instagram, Twitter, and Telegram, different social media platforms the protesters are using to coordinate their efforts. Benefits reductions may be on the horizon for California's many public employees.
A long-standing rule has governed pensions for the Golden State's public employees. Benefits promised can never be taken away. But cases before the state Supreme Court threatened to reverse that promise and open the door to benefit cuts for workers still on the job. The ballooning costs are an issue that Governor Jerry Brown will face in his final year in office, despite his earlier efforts to reform the state's pension systems and pay down massive unfunded liabilities.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Supreme Court will soon hear a case about Ohio's efforts to remove inactive voters from its rolls. It's become a flashpoint in a nationwide fight between Democrats and Republicans over access to the vote. Arguments January 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
40%. If you own an annuity, you could be entitled to 40% more in guaranteed lifetime income. Annuities can be complicated, confusing, and riddled with trapdoors. You know that. But did you know you could be robbed of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars? But one call to J.D. Melberg Financial could make this simple and easy and help you get 40% more in guaranteed lifetime income. They've been featured on PBS, CNBC, and Inc. magazine. Their expert analysts will reveal the optimal time to activate your annuity, how you could collect this money tax-free, cut your fees and expenses, or how to get out of your annuity without costing you an arm and a leg. Learn how their exclusive next-gen annuity strategies could increase your income up to 40% by calling 800-798-3399 now. That's 800-798-3399. 800-798-3399.
A commuter tragedy south of the border.
Two cars and a motorcycle were in collision on the road between Acapulco and Zihuatanejo. Local authorities say a one-year-old baby and a four-year-old were among the 10 who died. Highways in the area are saturated with traffic during the Christmas holidays. Last week, 12 tourists, including two U.S. citizens, died after their tourist coach swerved off a road on the way to see archaeological Mayan ruins in the southeastern state of Quintana Roo. James Blair's Mexico.
The brother-in-law of Martin Luther King Jr. and a founding member of the Martin Luther King Center for Nonviolent Social Change has died. Isaac Newton Ferris Sr., who suffered from prostate cancer and Parkinson's disease, passed away at his Atlanta home yesterday. He was 83 years old. Ferris married Christine King in a ceremony performed by MLK and their brother in 1960. News and analysis at townhall.com. A constitutional amendment targeting government corruption could be put before South Dakota voters in 2018.
Measure supporters say it would put the state's voters back in charge. A similar initiative was approved in 2016, but Republican lawmakers scrubbed it from state law just months later, citing constitutional concerns. If passed, Constitutional Amendment W would tighten campaign finance and lobbying restrictions. It would also create an independent ethics commission and prevent the legislature from altering or rejecting laws approved by voters without returning to the ballot. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Know anybody born on New Year's Eve? Well, we do. Actor Sir Anthony Hopkins is 80 years old today, as is actor Sir Ben Kingsley. He's 74, but born on the same day. Fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg, 71 years old today. Olympic gold medal gymnast Gabby Douglas has 22 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Home of fake America.
Not us, but
we needed a paradigm shift here. You know, we're being played by the system. Everything is fake. We're all being played. Don't you get it out there? I mean, we got fake news, we got fake science, we got fake politicians. We got, what else isn't fake? Political parties, wars, take your pick. You know, fake America, the home of the sleaze and the land of the slave. I mean, that's what we're turning into.
If we don't wake up, I mean, we've lost a lot of our freedoms and rights as it is.
What's it going to take? Is that what you want? Are we going to be the home of the free and the land of the brave? That's what we were built on. We had courage. We stood up to power, truth to power. We stood up to the English government at the time was the most powerful force on the face of the world.
Maybe it's arguing semantics, but I think there's kind of an important point behind it too. When people say, "I've lost my rights, I've lost my freedoms,"
no, you haven't.
You can't lose them. The only way
you give them away,
you can give them away by refusing to exercise them.
Right?
They can jail you, they can kill you, but they can never stop you from exercising your rights.
I guess we have a couple callers.
I guess we do.
Punish you for it.
Well, we don't have the freedoms we used to have, let me say that. And with that,
we can go into the new year with a big, huge rant at Casey and our 1460 Sovereign Minds.
All right, so we got a couple of callers. First of all, we got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I, you guys are cutting out a little bit. It's probably my cell phone, but I'll try to get this out. I wanted to address Art. And Art, if you're still listening, you need to listen to the program Jefferson State of Mind that was on before this one. Go back and listen to the archive. Go to the archive and listen to the podcast. And Red, I want to substantiate something you said. You made a good point in that the fact is that people are probably starting in their own way to revolt already. But the problem is that no one pays attention to us. No one pays attention. And there is no other thing we can do other than a state split. It just is. There's nothing else. People talk about different, trying to get somebody elected into office who will listen to us, or somebody in the Republican Party that's conservative, or whatever the case. No! California is unfixable. And, you know, that's it. There's nothing else. We split the state, we create a state, there's nothing else. And I don't know, Art, I hope this helps you. I hope you are listening, because I'm telling you, man, there isn't anything else. We're not going to fix it with the candidates we have. We're not going to fix it with the parties we have. We're not going to fix it with the oligarchy we have. We're not going to fix it with the lawlessness we have. We're not going to fix it. It can't get fixed. Cannot get fixed. Anyway, that's what I want.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
And it's not only a benefit for us up here, it would be a benefit for the people in the South too. You know, it really is. It's not a question of political choice. It's about people being able to dictate their own destiny the way that this country that was designed to. And with the lack of representation that we have currently, there is no possible way. Terry's right. There is one way to fix it, and we have to split. And we're probably not the only place that needs to split. If you look at the difference between the Western United States and the Eastern United States, you could drop the East Coast into California. You know, there's how many states in the East Coast could you jam into California?
I think there's like five or six.
New England would easily.
New Hampshire's like Siskiyou County.
Yeah. And you know what? How many representatives do they have?
Or
just
Rhode
to
Island,
represent?
One of the two.
Yeah. You know, it's because that we have forgotten the fundamental part of equal representation, as Mark Baird eloquently puts it so many times, is it's not just the people that need represented, it's the communities, it's the land that surround those communities that have to have the representation too. It's why we have the beautiful system that we have from the Connecticut Compromise, where we have two houses. And we've broken that system where, you know, now we just have two houses that are elected by popular vote. And in California especially, you can see how rampant it is and how runaway it is, because we have a majority rules democracy here, and it doesn't work. And these other Never states worked. That are following the same system are going to start to run into the same problems as their population increases and the cities begin to control everything. This was the exact same thing that our forefathers knew would happen and discussed and wanted to avoid when they came up with the Connecticut Compromise and designed two houses and then codified it in the Constitution that says the United States government shall ensure a Republican form of government in the state houses. It doesn't say a Democratic form
yes.
of government. It clearly states Republican. We do not have a Republican form of government in California. We have a direct majority rules democracy, and it's haywire.
Well, it's never worked, and it never will
work. And it never will.
It can't.
Well, because a democracy is a lower form of government. We were a Republican form of government, you know, based on rule of law. And once you lose that, then you start losing, you know. Democracy, is the founding fathers said, was mobocracy. You know, you can vote out your own rights in a democracy. So with that,
but before we get to the caller, but that's what they teach the children now too. You hear everybody, democracy, democracy.
Yeah, we're not a democracy.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
And we're a constitutional republic.
Right.
Yes.
It's a republic that has rules that are codified and set in stone that this shall not. And
yeah.
And with that, okay, Round Mountain Bob, you're on. What can we do for you?
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Down there. You know, thanks for doing what you're doing. You know, Art was on the phone. He asked, you know, what are we going to do with California? Well, California has been on the news for quite a bit now. And keep it California made an idiot out of California by saying, look, we don't want the middle class people. We want the very, very poor, not even just the poor people, but the very poor, and they only want the very, very rich people. And the thing is, with this, who runs and feeds most of the state of California? Isn't it from the lower middle class to the upper middle class? Isn't that what runs pretty much America?
What middle class? What
let
middle
alone class? California? And they want to get rid of all that. Now, one more thing to think about. The Browns have been mixed with trying to get the Chinese and foreign nations in here. And from what I understand is where they're building the bullet train. They got rid of 300 farms down there. And they brought in the Chinese to run these farms now and took them away from the Americans that owned them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who says Brown won't bring in more and start his own army if he can do what he's doing to California?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
Now, I don't know how far away I am in my thinking, but fellas, you know, and young lady Linda, chime in on this and let us know where we're going. Because, you know, he wants to take this state over. Literally.
He is. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Wait, Jerry Brown's not the one you got to worry about, Bob. The next guy up to bat is the one that ought to be terrified.
From what I understand, he's going to make Jerry Brown looked like a kindergartner.
Gruesome Newsom is terrifying.
That's right.
Wow. So there you have it.
Well, there is two people right now. One name I just remembered. His name is Cox. He's a Republican out of San Diego. Now, I don't know if he's going to be any better, but he can't be a whole lot worse.
Well,
so people better start looking at
him. Be careful what you say.
Yeah, I know. I can eat my words. I understand.
There is not a Republican in the state of California currently in office that I would trust as far as I could throw him.
Well, not in office. He wants to run for governor. He's a businessman.
Hmm.
He's not in the government yet. He wants to be the governor, and he's a businessman.
What's his name?
John Cox. Yeah.
I'll do a little homework on him.
I don't know. I know he's a businessman. He does really well down in San Diego area.
Hmm.
But I'd like to know more about him, and I'd like to have him, like Steve Bailey did, come up. He's running for attorney general. I'd like him to come up and talk to the people here in the North State.
Well, we'll keep that in mind. We'll do a little homework and do some reporting on him. We'll actually do some investigative journalism.
There you go. That's a miracle by itself. Have a good one, fellas. Right, Happy New Year. And you
Happy
too, Linda.
Happy
Thanks.
New Year. Yeah, I've just got a couple of stories here, right, hot off the press that we got to cover. 9 years ago today, Al Gore predicted that the North Pole would be completely ice-free. I guess that probably doesn't matter.
Another lie.
I guess that's called fake inconvenient truths. here's
Oops.
One. Here's one that just, I got to say. Prime Minister Trudeau welcomes jihadists to Canada for reform through art and poetry. Now, you can go to the Need to Know News on this. It's from Breitbart.
It's exactly what the headline says it is.
I mean, it's like, are you freaking kidding me? So you've got, Canada's, prime minister, whatever he is, with his pink hat. I think those are called vagina hats, or the slang, you know what I'm saying? Rhymes with wussy. And so, this guy think, oh, you're going to invite jihadists in and you're going to reform them by sending them to art school and teaching them how to paint.
To the ballet.
Yeah, and maybe poetry. Let's I think I shall never see a bomb as beautiful as a tree. I mean, really? Are you freaking stupid?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Must be something.
Okay, so then the next headline that I just got came in. Which is, interestingly enough, through WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. I haven't verified everything, but it looks pretty good. Evidently, during the election, Hillary Clinton, or prior to, I'm sorry, mid-2013, was diagnosed as having onset of subcortical vascular dementia. I guess that wasn't something that the campaign needed to leak out to the public, was it? I'm looking right at the doctor's letter to her here. That was leaked out. And, Wow.
No
complex
problem.
Partial seizures and subcortical vascular dementia. It looks pretty legitimate to me from the chairman of the Department of Medicine, Mount Kisco Medical Group in New York. Shows her Social Security number out, date of birth, account, February 5th, 2014. I wonder if that explains all the weird crap going on with Hillary, falling into the plane and, kind of...
The brace.
The brace. Who knows? I've heard different things about the brace, but yeah, who knows what's going on? But, I mean, this looks...
We know there's something wrong with
something
her.
Wrong there. Huh? Nothing
wrong
to see here.
Exactly,
And then we have the tip of the iceberg, jailed pervert Anthony Weiner. Had classified emails belonging to his wife, Uma Abedin, released on Friday. The emails, 2,800 documents stored on a laptop. Nothing to see here. That's not big news, is it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, I guess Judicial Watch is all over that, too, with the emails and the boxes of records, like five boxes, that just simply disappeared. They can't find them.
Evidently, the State Department released hundreds of pages of materials Friday afternoon, including a total of 8 pages classified at the confidential level, the third most sensitive level in the United States government. The emails date 2010, 11, 12, and are concerned discussions with Middle East leaders, including some from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority. Large portions, including entire pages, were redacted. 3 of them were sent either from an address called BBB Backup, and another one email identifies the backup of a BlackBerry Bold 97000, presumably belonging to Abedin.
I guess Cheryl Mills and Jacob Sullivan were involved in that.
No. That's right. No.
No.
I said no. It's like, what?
A lot of people don't know that.
We're not going to discuss this.
Yeah, just a Yeah, because no one's ever been convicted under the Obama administration because...
Zero.
The zero factor stands.
The zero team.
And I don't think anybody was convicted under mob rule in Boss Tweed's, you know, New York.
Careful before you join the Potomac swim team.
Stay in your name.
We do have another caller on the line. We have Andrew and Bernie. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, guys. Hey, you know, Trudeau was wearing a haberdashery. It's called a kitty hat.
A kitty hat.
Mark.
I like that. Thank you.
I know. I just made it up. Good God. Hey, you know, we'll all be fine. They're going to have farmers all over California. Weed. Smoke weed every day. We'll be able to grow our own. We're all going to be farmers. And stay stoned and just love. And that could be great. I can't wait.
I'm waiting for the love grows. We got to play Rosemary Knows.
Oh man, no, I feel your angst, and there's so many of us. You know what's funny? Earlier, one of the guys brought up, and I can't remember his name, about the Salvation Army bucket at the display. I didn't have any this year at any store, not one.
Yeah, they were around a few, but yeah.
I saw a couple. One in front of Hobby Lobby.
I saw one in front of Kmart.
Yeah.
Really? No, I mean, I'm in many counties, five counties, and around during the daylight hours. I just don't recall seeing any. Just an observation.
Right. And I do know some of the stores, some of the big box stores and stuff, some of them, and I'm not sure, wouldn't allow them to. I know there was certain... like I say, the big box stores would not allow the kettle to be out in front.
Haven't you realized the tide has turned? You know, they need to get on board on the right side of thinking, us.
Right.
And we are predominant.
I believe so, too.
They won't accept it.
Yeah.
A tantrum.
They're still trying to figure out what happened last year in the election.
No.
Oh, my God.
And again, yeah, no. Can you say no?
And then that clip from Don Lemon. Yes, exactly. Thanks, Linda. Great. Anyway. Look, we're going to persevere. We're going to win. Am I the only one with body armor? Am I?
I'll take a rain check. Yeah, I'll take a rain check on that comment. Thank you very much.
Anyway, great. Thank you.
I know nothing.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
I have no recollection of that conversation, Senator.
Happy New Year, Andrew.
Thank you. Every day.
Well,
it's just a hardened fishing vest. Some of them suckers got big teeth.
I have a Kevlar.
I'm not saying nothing.
Kevlar tuxedo.
Yeah.
A Kevlar cummerbund?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, I want to kind of go over some of the new laws that are coming in before we go to a break.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yeah. There's so many of them coming in, and it's ridiculous.
Well, here's a few. Let's see. This is... you know, coming from the Brown Pants administration up there in Sacramento that, you know, Jerry signed into law. Let's see. Kiss the high school exit exam goodbye.
Yeah. You don't even have to prove you know anything.
Yeah. The election one gets me. They're getting away with doing away with polling places.
Let's just
everything by mail.
We don't need a test to tell us that we've turned you into a moron anymore.
So why not? You're going to get your elections by mail and, you know, shut up and
go to work. Shut up and become a slave and be quiet. Minimum wage goes up again. That's going to be good for jobs.
Yeah, see all those kiosks that are fighting around? Don't let them fool you at all.
Recreational marijuana is legal for adults 21 and older. Hey, all right, let's all get high while we do this. That way we can forget that we forgot to take the exam.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, just smoke another one and
you're
all good.
Smoke another one. Hey, you know, I got nothing against guys smoking weed in their own time and not affecting anybody else, but I will have to say it does make you lazy and stupid. Just saying. Okay.
But I don't have to work.
Well, if you don't have to work and everybody's paying your bills, why not? What the hell? Light another one.
I believe the term would be complacent.
Well, yeah, and docile, and malleable, you know, nonviolent, lemming-like behavior?
Mm.
I got an idea.
Zombie?
I know where there's a cliff.
Right over, run, Forrest,
right
run.
Over the Sacramento River. I think we should have a rally. It's no longer a felony to knowingly expose someone to HIV. Hmm. First year of community college is free.
Yeah.
And while we raise
so
your
taxes.
So if I
fail the first year of community college, can I just keep taking it every
well,
year
yeah.
as the first year?
Yeah, because you don't have to do the entry
Yeah, because
exam.
On your tax
return. So, I mean, it's all good.
When they ask you for your occupation on your tax return, professional student.
Mm-hmm.
It takes hard work
occupation.
To be a professional.
Government
a California
muppet.
College yeah. student.
I'm a Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Miss Piggy. Are you head of household or are you married filing joint?
I don't have to answer that question.
Excuse me.
Do I have to mark that box? No.
Yeah, now there's a new box. Married rolling joint. Let's see. You are no longer a lawbreaker for entering a crosswalk while it's flashing. I didn't even know you were a lawbreaker before.
I was unaware of that as well.
Up to 12 weeks of paid parental leave is now mandatory. Obligation to provide employees. So in other words, I have to give you 12 weeks of paid parental leave, regardless of what's going on in my business. It doesn't matter if I can afford it or not. Employers can no longer ask about your prior salary. They can't ask what your sexual preference is. They can't ask anything about you in the past. So how are they supposed to judge you if you can, you know, actually do the job? Well, they don't. They just hire a robot.
Mm-hmm. Chaos.
Or did you get the part about they can't ask if you're a convicted felon if you're at a job interview?
Yeah, I mean, so you're just going to get...
Why would that be important?
I'm going to interview R2-D2 because he's not going to shiv me while I'm in the back room.
You mean you don't have to sit there like Tony Montana anymore? Never convicted. Never convicted.
What you say? Say hello to my little friends. Yeah, then they're all little robots running around sweeping the floor. And
oh, there's a good one.
Kiosk. Mm. Which one? Let's see. You'll be wearing seat belts on some buses.
The next one.
Hate crime perpetrators temporarily lose gun ownership rights. Oh, that's all. That's that lines right up with the Second Amendment, doesn't it? It's thanks to the Disarm Hate Act, people convicted of a hate crime cannot possess a gun for 10 years. California state law defines a hate crime as interfering with a person's free exercise of any constitutional right or privilege because of that person's actual or perceived race, religion, national origins, disability, gender, or sexual orientation.
Well, what the hell am I left with to discriminate against them with?
Are you white?
Yes.
Are you free?
No.
You hateful son of a...
Brilliant!
Well, we could go on.
We could. There's more.
Oh, boy. Menstrual products are free for low-income students.
Oh, thank God.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Middle and high school in areas where at least 40% of the students are below federal poverty line will be now stocked up on free pads and tampons in the restroom. It's hope the law will encourage...
Dude, how do I get that job? How do I get a government job going to restrooms to stock the napkins and the tampons?
I'm Maxi Man. Yes. Everybody, up against the wall, please.
So okay. Government okay.
Vehicle? I've got police enforcement policy with me, too.
Stay in your lane.
Exactly, stay in your lane.
It's hope that the law will encourage financially struggling girls to stay in school.
What? Oh, yeah, that's going to do it.
And it's mandatory that
they're dropping out because they can't afford feminine hygiene products. You lost me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, they're passing out free wussy hats.
How do we encourage financially struggling boys to stay in school then?
Free condoms.
I was going to say something else, but no.
It's called the swing low or go. Well, yeah. Ban the box comes to the workplace everywhere. Starting in 2018, job applications will no longer have a check the box indicating the applicant has a criminal record. So, hey, it's just like, lazing saddles. What's your occupation? Rape, murder, rape. You said rape twice. Well, I like rape a lot. Now it's like, I'm not checking any boxes, you know.
Yeah. And why should I hire you?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And doggone it, I'm a former senator from Michigan.
What's your name, sir? Charlie Manson. Are you a former criminal? You can't ask me that.
How would you like to join my group?
Yeah. Okay. You want to hear something really messed up? On some of the end-of-the-year lists of musicians who passed away in 2017, some of the listings include Charles Manson because he once had a songwriting credit on one of the Beach Boys records.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brian Wilson, I think, or Dennis Wilson was involved with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we can all be a part of the family.
Yay. I think Jerry still is.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Changes coming on how you can purchase your ammunition. We kind of know that one. Oh, you can no longer buy ammunition. Yeah. You can buy it from a catalog, but you got to send it to a... you can't go directly to your house. Got to go to a dealer. And where they do background checks and everything before you can buy your 22 shells so that you can go plinking. Because
you can only get 50.
A member of the Manson family. But we can't ask you that because that would be illegal.
You can't check the box. You don't have to make me check the box.
Hmm. Young boat operators now need a license. So.
Okay, now I'm confused, okay? So.
Just now you're getting
wait
confused.
Wait a minute. Okay. So, you can ask me about my criminal background check, criminal background to buy ammunition.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can't ask me about my criminal background for a job. What if my job is to buy ammunition?
Or you're just a hater.
Racist.
I'm confused.
Hmm.
How much money do you have?
We should probably take a break sometime this hour.
Okay, I got one more here, and then we'll go to a break. Hotels must post information about human trafficking. That will do some good. What are they posting? You know, certain...
This is a human trafficking-free zone. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Bill 260 expands the existing law requiring certain businesses to post information about slavery and human trafficking to hotels, motels, bed and breakfast dens. So if you're going to your bed and breakfast, we'll have none of that human trafficking there. And the poster includes information about what constitutes human trafficking and hotlines to get help for yourself and your victims before you go in.
Oh. So, like, you can go into the lobby now, and she's going to turn around and read the sign and be like, oh, my God, I'm a hooker. I just realized this because I read that on the side of the hotel wall.
Here's my card. Sex slave will travel.
Wow.
Who makes these laws? Are these guys, are they just absolutely...
Jerry Brown?
I mean, is there some kind of mental problem up inside? You walk through the Capitol and all of a sudden you're stupid?
Yes!
Let's go to a break, Bob. I can't take it.
If you
want to
call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Side.
at the edge of the world. It's a world I don't know, got nowhere to go. Feels like I'm stranded. And I'm stranded between the old devil and the deep blue sea. Nobody's gonna tell me what time it is.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. Get generous year-end savings on the 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. That LX model is EPA-rated 51 city miles per gallon. Lease one today for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with no security deposit. Selling price, $24,299, $19.99 cash or trade, $31.30 Kia lease cash, ID 128391. 32 Niros in stock and on the way. Check out all the great lease offers at ReadingKia.com. Get $4,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2018 Kia Optima SX. $4,000 back to you. 37 Optimas in stock and on the way. On approval to credit, must finance through KMF or Niro and Optima offer. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale ends January 3rd. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. Cause a commotion when you come to town. Give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't.
Archives, pretty good stuff. Again, a lot of promises out of the state of California from Sacramento, but pretty much they can keep them. I've had enough. I don't have anybody else. But we're going to fix this problem one way or another, I guarantee you. Let's just hope it stays nonviolent, but I'm beginning to have my doubts. Well, let's see. What else have we got?
We do have Lori on the line.
We do.
Good morning, Lori. What can we do for you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I think I can agree on all points there, Mark, Linda, Red, and Robert there. We are going to be in for an interesting year for sure. I'd like to thank Jim Gibson and the other people that were doing these really wonderful holiday greetings and commemorative wishes for the vets. That is just really exceptional to hear that for these, you know, dedicated men and women. I really commend whoever thought of that. And to maybe consider getting Jim Gibson's book. I have to still do that.
Yeah, you can get it online.
I'm sorry?
You can only get it online.
Yeah, ebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. That KLXR is going to wrap up apparently at midnight tonight. And wouldn't that be great if we could all, you know, chip in, pony in, and get a radio station, like a full-on station, and just, you know, have all these Jefferson issues and, you know, just make a whole different lineup. I'd like to comment on Terry calling in earlier, Terry Raposa, on the revolt that, honestly, Terry, I agree. If we can't even wake people up to the geoengineering today, again, we're being slammed, what is it going to take? I really don't know what pain level people need to be in. Like you said, too, Mark, do they have to be just completely gut hungry?
I think so. I think that's going to be the litmus test is when people have a hard time feeding their children, yeah. And they don't believe that that can happen right now, a lot of them, because they're sitting there fat and happy, you know, maybe in their government job or their good job.
They have everything to make them feel fuzzy right now.
And as long as it's not affecting them, they're not jumping into the fight. But the rest of us and people with intelligence and that can see trends are either hurting or we're seeing the writing on the wall because it's you know, it's okay as long as they're taking your neighbor, but until they came for me, it was not a problem.
Well, here's a trend. Did anyone follow up or catch up on this Shasta Regional Hospital? I was at the vigil on Friday night, I believe it was, with Gregory Cheadle, and apparently they don't have a night pharmacist at a hospital. they don't have enough functional equipment that it's broken, messed up, and not working. And it's like a revolving door of staff. There's like more people there have been there less than 5 years or not much more than 5 years is some average. I mean, that's pretty frightening. So there's a trend. And I want to say something to the people that are working and they have a career in the arts and entertainment. We're not going to be able to walk to the Civic Center, a casino, the Cascade, unless we live within a few blocks. The fuel price is going to be so much. The ticket prices for events right now are pretty, you know, spendy. And so I don't know what else to tell people about Plan B, but people that have that career, when they just put on costumes, wardrobe, let's cabaret, let's whoop it up. And, you know, yes, we need a moment of respite from how harsh things are. That's, I think, why we still have the grid. You can go to YouTube and watch something funny. You know, just to go out these days is a tall order.
Well,
I have to agree with that, yeah.
It's
not going to get any better if we don't start doing something about it.
They'll be installing new bike racks at the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I'll close up. Speaking of the Civic, next week they are holding a health expo. And I know Dane and myself and some of the activists are looking at meeting up and handing out some of the glossies on the geoengineering and vaccines and whatnot. This year, I understand it's $5 to get in, so I'm thinking this is to minimize transients, homeless, and their dogs and whatever, that they're not going to go in there and take a bunch of stuff and leave. I don't know why they're charging $5. I'm sure they have a reason. But anyway, the event is next Saturday, the 6th, and it runs from 10 to 5 p.m. If anybody wants to join up or meet, here's my phone number, 530-247-3925.
Very good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Happy
and Happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year, Laurie.
Thanks.
Happy
we
New
appreciate
Year,
everything.
I love what you're doing and sharing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laurie.
Buckle up. I think it's going to be an interesting New Year.
I just posted. I wanted to play this video from Greg Hunter's New Year's message and a wrap-up, but I posted it on Sovereign Mind's website on Facebook. I suggest that you go listen to it. It's very good. We're not going to have time for that, but we got 10 minutes left. So what I wanted to do is hit there's a study here that's done by the Fraser Institute that ranks countries based on economic freedom. And do you know who the number one country in the world based on their data is the most economically free in the world? Hong Kong. Think about that for a second. And you know what's next? Singapore. And after that, New Zealand, Switzerland, Ireland, United Kingdom. I'm not sure what that's. The name's too small. I'm not even sure what that country is.
What's the criteria?
It's an interactive map that they post, and the criteria, economic freedom components are the size of government, legal system and property rights, sound money, freedom to trade internationally, and regulations. So that tells you quite a bit there. And the next country...
Okay, Hong Kong's economy, if I'm not mistaken, is being run by China these days?
That was sort of my point, Bob.
No, Hong Kong is it's a strange collection where economically and to a certain extent civilly they are allowed to operate autonomously and independently. There was actually just a big flap a couple weeks ago because the Chinese government is now trying to interpose themselves on the central banking system and crack down.
Well, my point is, with Hong Kong, it is a Chinese province now that they've let have capitalism to the point and economic freedom. So because they understand that if they don't have that,
because they need the flow of
they need the
currency.
Flow of currency, they need the flow of goods and services, because otherwise China doesn't have an economic leg to stand on. But it shows you when communist China has two cities that have more economic freedom than the United States, you don't think there's a problem here? We are rated number 11. There's Georgia, Australia, Estonia, Canada, and then the United States. We were the powerhouse of economic freedom for almost 200 years. And that's why we became the most, you know, economically powerful country ever seen on the face of the earth. Inventions, you know, where did electric lights come from? Where did the automobiles come from? All this stuff originated in America because America was free to think something up and keep the benefit of it. How far have we fallen?
No.
And then we wonder why there's people sleeping on the streets in L.A. and Sacramento, because that's all us. I mean,
in the green belt behind my house.
Yeah, because
they're everywhere.
That's what socialism does. It promotes poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep taking from one person and giving it to another without having repercussions sooner or later. You can't keep getting the government cheese and producing nothing and still have cheese at the end of the day.
It breaks down. You lose it all.
So, don't be a cheese eater. That's the moral.
Take that for data.
It's...
Yeah. So...
Well, hopefully we're fixing it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we better start fixing it, and I think Trump's the guy to start fixing it. But, you know, we, on our debt-to-GDP ratio, there's only a couple countries that are in worse shape than we are. Japan is one of them. Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Italy and Portugal. You know, there's only four major countries worse off than the U.S. in the whole world when it comes to debt to gross domestic product. We're over 100% debt to gross domestic product. Now,
oh, no!
Maybe...
We suck again!
Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a phone ringing over there. But we need to change this, okay? You know, Japan is going to sink into the economic abyss, and there could be a chain reaction on this stuff. I still say that we're just seeing the tip of the economic iceberg here.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some more, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And maybe when people get hungry, they'll want to pay attention. And that's historically been what's happened in history, is that, you know, people get complacent until they get hungry and can't feed their kids. And then all of a sudden they storm the Bastille.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with that, we do have a caller. We've got Greg Cheadle on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to let you know that interactive map is an error, because it left off the country of Jefferson.
Well, that is, you know, on the way, I think. I think Jefferson is a matter now of the course of action is going to be taken sooner or later, because it's going to become a reality as time goes by, because we've had enough up here in this part of the state.
Oh, I know. But listen, you know, in all sincerity, you guys have been great. Thank you so much for 2017. And looking forward to 2018, you guys have done a great job. You've been very informative, and you are appreciated.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, thank you. We appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Greg.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Greg Cheadle.
And really, at the end of the day, if you're going to boil it all down, what is Jefferson, the state of Jefferson, what does this fight come down to? And is it really not just a contest of wills? And as long as we have the will and the grit to finish the fight, how do we lose?
I agree. And the more that the oppressors continue to act, the more the repercussions are going to become reality.
Come at me, bro.
That's right, because people have had enough of this crap, and they're not going to keep doing it. You know, I mean, I don't care if we have to move out of the state and bombard them with internet stuff so we don't have to pay them. You know, I mean, whatever it's going to take. To stop these idiots down in Sacramento from, you know, because the real deal is if we don't stop them with nonviolent means, then at some point in time, the Uvalde is going to be taken out to the woodshed, not only figuratively, but realistically. And when I say taken out to the woodshed, he might get taken out behind the woodshed.
And I'm in agreement with Gary Hallahan's sentiments about it may be time. Well, not maybe. It is time for more direct action. It's time to bring the gears of this corrupt machine to a halt.
Well, we got a couple, 3 minutes, and this is going to be our last show in 2017, and then we'll be in 2018. And maybe that could be part of our New Year's resolutions, is that we need to step it up.
Maybe we start at DMV.
Maybe
protesting the DMV.
Well, okay, I think that's a good
one.
There's
a lot that comes out of there.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, because you go down there, there's nobody happy down there at DMV.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, we probably have the employees out there.
I was going to say, a lot of the employees aren't even happy down there.
Does anybody even go there anymore? I don't go there anymore if I can help it. I go up to that other place on Hilltop. I pay them extra money just so I don't have to go to the DMV.
I tried to do as much of my DMV business through AAA as possible.
Yeah, well, they got that DMV regulation place up on Hilltop. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, any place we go to the DMV. And I'm not paying these guys their money. I mean, I don't know what I got to do. I got to start riding a moped or whatever, you know. But I don't know. We'll have to see. But it's coming to a head. And, you know, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, if a lot of people didn't pay their DMV.
Maybe we all go down there and turn in our license plates. Go here, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have it back.
And then if nobody paid their fees, then there wouldn't be any workers, hopefully.
Mm.
So there wouldn't be any offices,
well,
right?
Well, I think you're going to wait for the implosion of the economy in California already, and these guys are not going to get paid the pensions.
Yeah, they're not getting paid
now. I think
now.
It is a matter of time. Anyway. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Be safe.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay safe tonight. Have a designated driver if you're pounding down a few.
Uber. Uber's awesome.
There you have it. Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
See y'all in 2018.
Across the street, the river runs down in the gutter. Life is slipping away. Let me still exist in another place. Running on the cover of a helicopter plane.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A sheriff's deputy was killed and four others were wounded Sunday in a shooting in suburban Denver. Two civilians were also injured. The shooting happened after deputies were called to the scene of a domestic disturbance in Highlands Ranch, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office said on Twitter today. The suspected gunman was also shot and is believed to be dead and no longer a threat. Several thousand revelers already gathering in New York City's Times Square to celebrate a frigid New Year's Eve. People began massing at the so-called